The head of Queensland's police union has slammed a compensation payment to Palm Islanders as a slap in the face to police officers. The Queensland government will pay $30 million to settle a class action brought by the leader of the 2004 Palm Island riots, which was sparked by the death in custody of Palm Island local Cameron Doomadgee. Isabel Rowe reports.
14 years after the Palm Island riots, memories are mixed for residents in the Aboriginal community off the coast of Townsville. Yvette Nicholas was only 5 years old when the trouble erupted.
I don't really remember much because I was about 4 years age. But yeah, when my family tells me about the story, when they talk about it, the police barged in, the old squad with the old uniform and everything. They was pointing guns and everything.
But local mayor Alf Lacey believes the compensation payout will allow the Indigenous community to finally draw a line in the sand.
It creates some closure for the community and that's what's important about it. And someone's made some wrong decision and, you know, the court has judged otherwise. What transpired was not correct.
The compensation is as a result of a class action brought by Lex Wharton, who was convicted of inciting the riots following the death in custody of local man Cameron Doomadgee, who was arrested for being drunk in 2004. A later federal court ruling found police were racist in their response. The Queensland government's agreement to pay $30 million to 447 residents on Palm Island has angered the Queensland Police Union's Ian Leavers.
They want the government to give an apology. They're awarding $30 million to some people who are convicted criminals who will now get a cash windfall. It doesn't make sense. Police station was burned down and riots were caused. We are used to the courts making decisions which nobody can comprehend or understand.
Head of the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties, Terry O'Gorman, says those comments are unhelpful.
Here we have the head of the police union in effect saying that he's furious at a court ruling and that he supports his police officers in the face of overwhelming evidence, not only from a federal court judgment that neither the police nor the state government appealed, but also in the wake of coroner's report some years ago, which was also highly critical of the way the police behaved after Mr. Doomadgee's death. Mr. Leaver's comments on this are inflammatory and do nothing to improve race relations on Palm Island.
Today, Palm Island claimants are coming to terms with their win over police, but Mayor Alf Lacey says relations between the two are very different now.
I think Ian Stewart, the police commission, needs to be commended. I think in terms of from where we are 10 years ago to where we are now, the relationship has developed and is much better.
Palm Island Mayor Alf Lacey and Isabel Rowe was our reporter.